Hi everyone, my name is Rachel Seller and I'm a registered nurse. My specialty is forensic nursing. I expose medical crime one misdiagnosis at a time. I help people discover the root cause of disease. I'm also a holistic nurse, so I specialize in all things natural medicine, integrative and functional medicine. Today I have a very important message for you about vaccines containing MRC5 cell line. This is an urgent message, but before I go into it, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. When I graduated high school, I joined the United States Navy and I became a hospital corpsman. I remember injecting newborn babies with vitamin K and hepatitis B vaccine. I was 18 years old. At the time, I really didn't quite understand what I was doing. Looking back now, I also remember people leaving from boot camp on crutches after receiving hepatitis B vaccine. What we now know about vaccines is they are genetically modified organisms. They are made in a lab. They are using aborted human fetal cells. I also want to tell you that my brother, who's 18 years old, was vaccine injured. He went paralyzed from waist down after a flu shot, and none of the doctors knew what was wrong with him. He was also born with Down syndrome. So all these things compiled was very devastating for the family. And I will tell you today that these vaccines that they are making, the only thing I can think of is calling it witchcraft, medical sorcery. This is vaccine sorcery because the MRC5 cell line is actually using aborted human fetal tissue. This fetal tissue has been around since the 1960s, and I want to teach you how to read medical literature like a pro. Every vaccine insert that contains MRC5 cell line has an insert, and on that insert it will say MRC5. The most concerning thing to me is healthcare professionals, I don't think that all of them fully understand what they're injecting. The most important message that I can tell anyone is doctors, nurses, pharmacists especially, know what you're injecting into people. An MRC5 cell line contains aborted human fetal tissue from the 1960s. But the important thing to know about it is that it is an immortalized cell line. That means continuous. Anything that divides continuously is an abnormal cell. That is cancer. The other word that is really important to know is diploid, human diploid cells. That is human fetal tissue, okay? Some of the vaccines that contain MRC5 cell line are the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, Varivax, chickenpox, hepatitis A and B, Twinrix, and the Poliovax. The important thing to know also is that Dr. Andrew Wakefield said, we are living on a virgin soil, which means you think you have immunity to measles, mumps, rubella, but you've never seen that because we've been given genetically modified vaccines. That's not the true measles, mumps, or rubella. So there's a report from an institution called Corvelva, and this is an institution out of Italy, and this is a report on the genome sequencing that basically they're showing. So here on the right you have what they are considering normal human DNA, and on the left, notice the center, how it's all like spaghetti. So this DNA that they're creating in a lab has insertions, deletions, and translocations. What that means is the normal ATCG sequence that DNA has is being rewritten. The human genome is being rewritten by scientists and their AI God programs that they use to sequence DNA. This is basically injecting cancer into your body. So there's 1,000 large deletions, there's 10 inversions, all of this comes from the aborted human fetal cell line, the lung tissue in particular. So you can go to corvelva.it and print this out. I'm gonna put a link below. Some important language: engineered cell line. This is testing for genetic stability. Engineered cell line. In this report, it talks about basically residual DNA, it could be oncogenic. Oncogenic means cancer. That's oncocell, oncogen, oncogenes, including the integration and expression of uncoded oncogenes or insertional mutagenesis, mutant, there's the word, following DNA integration. Residual DNA might be capable of transmitting viral infections if retroviral proviruses, integrated copies of DNA virus, or extra chromosomal genomes are present. So basically, they're taking aborted human fetal cells that are cancerous and they are putting it into your vaccine. MRC5 cell line is a genetically modified cell line, but this is nothing new. That's in the insert. This is why we have cancer and autoimmune, folks. It's very important not to fall into any of the cancer vaccine scams. Vaccines are bioweapons, and the ones that contain MRC5 cell line is a whole nother level of a bioweapon. It's grown in a monkey kidney. So this report here, wow, it's such a good report. So certain cell lines with the ability to multiply indefinitely, which means they keep going. These cells have been around since the 1960s. It's in the polio vaccine, they've known that. And it's called continuous cell lines. For vaccines produced in continuous cell lines, both carcinogenic and non-carcinogenic risk assessment and risk mitigation must be performed. So that's that part of the report. The other part is, again, we're trying to rewrite the human genome. When you inject yourself, forget that. When people say that they don't want to eat genetically modified foods, that's one thing. But to understand the true mechanism of what is happening when you put a genetically modified organism into the body, that's where the cancer and the autoimmune come in. So this report, every family in the world should have this report. You'll see an unusually high incidence of MS in nurses because nurses are given the vaccines, but it's a 3 series when they wanted to push that on us. So I don't inject vaccines into myself because I know the truth about vaccines. I know what's in them. They are bioweapons, and my new term is medical sorcery. It's vaccine sorcery. This is witchcraft, okay? This is basically people doing dark things in dark labs, and the truth has always been there, but it's been suppressed. So in conclusion, we're talking about several unknown variants, and some are located in genes involving cancer. So they tell you everything in the report. Where's the other part of it? So, conclusion. So in conclusion, any vaccine that contains MRC5 cell line, professionals, doctors, nurses, please, I can't express enough how we have such a knowledge deficit in our community. And most pharmacists that I've asked aren't even really aware of MRC5 cell line or what it is to be able to explain it. But why would you inject cancer-laced vaccines into yourself, into your friends, into your family? Don't do it. As professionals that have a healthcare license, if you have a license to inject, please understand, read the inserts, do your homework, and advocate for your patients. Educate them about the truth about vaccines. So as a consequence, this vaccine should be considered defective and potentially dangerous for human health, in particular of the pediatric population, who is much more vulnerable and to genetic and autoimmune damage due to the immaturity of the repair systems. If you want any information on the truth about vaccines, you can go to thetruthaboutcancer.com. You can look up Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And more importantly, I encourage you to watch Vaxxed, the movie, the CDC cover-up to catastrophe. The whistleblowers have been blowing the whistle for a long time. The truth is out. MMR vaccine is a cancer-laced vaccine. It causes cancer and autoimmune. Look at the vaccine insert. Read the ingredients. MRC5 cell line, human diploid, immortalized cell line, continuous cell line. That is all cancer, ladies and gentlemen. So my name is Rachel Seller. You can call me the forensic nurse if you want to follow me for the most cutting-edge news and healthcare information, how to heal naturally. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. But I have my website, rachelseller.org, or theforensicnurse.org. Signing off.